situation. There are two systems of Archana. The Bhagavad system and Acharakriti system. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no recommendation of Acharakriti worship. Because in this Kali Yuga, in the Bhagavad deity worship, everything can be perfectly performed simply by hearing, chanting, remembering, and worship of the lotus feet of the Lord. Rupa Goswami states, Sri Vishnu Shravanaya Parikshit Abhavat Vaisa Sikhi Kirtane Parada Smarana Tad Angi Pajane Lakshmi Pritu Pujane Akoras Cha Abhi Mandane Kati Pati Dasye Ta Sakhi Arjuna Savasmadma Nivedane Bhaya Abhut Krishna Pati Aisha Param. Parikshit Maharaj attained salvation simply by hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami attained salvation simply by chanting. Param Maharaj attained salvation by remembering the Lord. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, attained perfection by worshipping the Lord's lotus feet. Parikshit Maharaj attained salvation by worshipping the deity of the Lord. The Kora attained salvation by offering prayers, Iman by rendering service, Arjuna by establishing friendship with the Lord, and Hari Maharaj by offering everything to the service of the Lord. All these great devotees serve the Lord according to a particular process, but every moment when attained salvation and became eligible to return home back to God. This is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is therefore recommended that initiated devotees follow the principles of Narada Pancharatra by worshipping the deity in the temple, especially for the householder devotees who are opulent in material possessions. The path of deity worship is strongly recommended. The opulent householder devotee who does not engage his hard-earned money in the service of the Lord is called a miser. One should not engage paid brahmanas to worship the deity. If one does not personally worship the deity, he engages paid servants instead. He is considered lazy, and his worship of the deity is called artificial. The opulent householder can collect luxurious paraphernalia for deity worship, and consequently for household devotees, the worship of the deity is compulsory. In our Krishna conscious movement, there are brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis. But the deity worship in the temple should be performed especially by the householders. The brahmacharis can go with the sannyasis to preach, and the vanaprasthas should prepare themselves for the next status of life, renounced life, sannyas. Grihastha devotees, however, are generally engaged in material activities, and therefore, if they do not take to deity worship, their falling down is positively assured. Deity worship means following the rules and regulations precisely, and will keep one steady in devotional service. Generally, householders have children, and then the wives of the householders should be engaged in caring for the children. Just as women acting as teachers care for the children in a nursery school. Grihastha devotees must adopt the Archana Vidhi or deity worship according to the suitable arrangements and directions given by the spiritual master. Regarding those unable to take to the deity worship in the temple, there is the following statement in the Agamavaram. Any household of devotee circumstantially unable to worship the deity must see the deity worship, and in this way he may achieve success also. The special purpose of deity worship is to keep oneself always pure and clean. Grihastha devotees should be actual examples of cleanliness.
worship should be continued all day. Allah is not mentioned. Therefore, every mantra is preceded by the word Ma. In all the mantras, there are specific purposes of which the Grihastha devotees must take advantage. There are many mantras preceded by the word Namah. But if one chants the holy name of the Lord, he receives the result of chanting Namah many times. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can reach the platform of love of God. One might ask, then what is the necessity of being initiated? The answer is given that even though the chanting of the holy name is sufficient to enable one to progress in spiritual life to the standard of love of Godhead, one is nonetheless susceptible to contamination because of possessing a material body. Consequently, special stress is given to the Archana Vidhi. One should therefore regularly take advantage of both the bhagavat process and the pancharatriki process. Deity worship has two divisions, mainly pure and mixed, with fruitive activities. For one who is steady, deity worship is compulsory. Observing the various types of festivals, such as Sri Janmashtami, Ram Navami, and the Sringa Chaturdasi, it is also included in the process of deity worship. In other words, it is compulsory for household devotees to observe these festivals. Now, let us discuss the offenses in deity worship. The following offenses: A. To enter the temple with shoes or being carried on a palanquin. B. Not to observe the prescribed festivals. C. To avoid offering obeisances in front of the deity. D. To offer prayers in an unclean state, not having washed one's hands after eating. E. To offer obeisances with garment. F. To circumambulate directly in front of the deity. G. To spread one's legs before the deity. H. To sit before the deity while holding one's ankles with one's hands. I. To lie down before the deity. J. To eat before the deity. K. To speak lies before the deity. L. To address someone loudly before the deity. M. To talk nonsense before the deity. N. To cry before the deity. Q. To argue before the deity. B. To chastise someone before the deity. Q. To show someone favor before the deity. R. To use harsh words before the deity. S. To wear a woolen blanket before the deity. T. To blaspheme someone before the deity. U. To worship someone else before the deity. V. To use vulgar language before the deity. W. To pass air before the deity. X. To avoid the opulent worship of the Lord. Of the deity, even though one is able to perform it. Y. To eat something not offered to the deity. Z. To avoid offering fresh fruits to the deity according to the season. A. To offer food before the deity which has already been used or from which. Or from which has been given to others. In other words, food should not be distributed to anyone else until it has been offered to the deity. B. To sit with one's back towards the deity. C. To offer obeisances to someone else in front of the deity. D. Not to chant proper prayers when offering obeisances to the spiritual master. E. To praise oneself before the deity. These 32 offenses should be avoided. Shri Shri Goni Thai Shri Guru Parampara Krishna Balaram Ravisham Sandhya Lalit Vishaka Sharadhan Maharaj Giri Govardhan Govmata Tulsi Maharani Sarvasangya Ki. in other places, the following offenses are listed. A, to be against the scriptural inventions of the Vedic literature, or to disrespect within one's mind the Srimad Bhagavatam while externally falsely accepting its principles. B, to introduce differing shastras. C, to choose pan and betel before the deity. D, to give flowers for worship on the leaf of a castor oil plant. E, to worship the deity in the afternoon. F, to sit on the altar or to sit on the floor to worship the deity without a seat. G, to touch the deity with the left hand while bearing the deity. H, to worship the deity with a stale or used flower. I, to spit while worshipping the deity. J, to advertise one's glory before while worshipping the deity. K, to apply tilak to one's forehead in a curved way. L, to enter the temple without having washed one's feet. M, to offer the deity food cooked by an uninitiated person. N, to worship the deity and offer bhoga to the deity within the vision of an uninitiated person or a non-Vaishnava. O, to offer worship to the deity without worshipping Vaikuntha deities like Ganesh. P, to worship the deity while perspiring. Q, to receive flowers offered to the deity. R, to take a vow or an oath in the holy name of the Lord. If one commits any of the above offenses, one must read at least one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. This is confirmed in the Skanda Purana, Avanti Kanda. Similarly, there is another injunction stating that one who reads the thousand names of Vishnu can be released from all offenses. Similarly, one who worships the Shalagram Shiva can also be relieved of offenses. In the Brahmananda Puran, it was said that one who worshipped Lord Vishnu, whose four hands bear a concha of this lotus flower and a club, can be relieved from the above offenses. In the Adi Varaha Quran, it is said that a worshipper who has committed offenses may fast for one day at the holy place known as Shrokara Rava, and then bathe in the Ganga. In the process of worshipping the deity, it is sometimes enjoined that one worship the deity within the mind. In Dhammapura Uttarakhanda, it is said, all persons can generally worship within the mind. The Gautamiya Tantra states, for a sannyasi who has no home, worship of the deity within the mind is recommended. In the Narada Pancharatra, it is stated by Lord Narayan that worship of the deity within the mind is called Manasa Puja. One can become free of the four miseries by this method. Sometimes worship from the mind can be independently executed. According to the instruction of Avirhutra Brahman, one of the Bhagavad Gandhas, as mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one may worship the deity by chanting all the mantras. Eight kinds of deities are mentioned in the Shastra, and the mental deity is one of them. In this regard, the following description is given in the Brahmavaidata Purana. In the city of Pratisthanapura, long ago, there resided a brahmana who was poverty-stricken, but innocent and not dissatisfied. One day, he heard a discourse in an assembly of brahmanas concerning how to worship the deity in the temple. In that meeting, he also heard that the deity may be worshipped within the mind. After this incident, the brahmana, having bathed in the Godavari River, began mentally worshipping
the deity. He will wash the temple in his mind, and then in his imagination, he will bring water from all the sacred rivers in golden and silver water pots. He collected all kinds of valuable paraphernalia to worship. And he worshipped the deity very gorgeously, coming from bathing the deity and ending up with offering arati. Thus he felt great happiness. And another verse had passed in this way, one day, when he had his mind, he cooked nice sweet rice, indeed, to worship the deity. He placed the sweet rice on a golden dish and offered it to Lord Krishna. But he felt that the sweet rice was very hot, and therefore he touched it with his finger. Immediately, he felt that his finger had been burned by the hot sweet rice. And thus he began to lament. While the Brahmana was in pain, Lord Vishnu in the record began smiling. And the goddess of fortune inquired from the Lord why he was smiling. Lord Vishnu then ordered his associates to bring the Brahmana to Vaikuntha. Thus the Brahmana attained the liberation of Samipya, the facility of living near the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Should we have about a cake? Very comprehensive. Actually, this purport would make a good little book with nice pictures, maybe. And it could be translated to Hindi, Bengali, and maybe little sections. A preface and introduction would be a good idea. The introduction could set the scene. Anyway, to repeat the verse, Bhagam karoti vachalam hangam naite girivya kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Vinatharinam Sri Guru Vacha Shravanam Ketanam Vishno Smaranam Bhavasayvan Nachinam Vandinam Dasyam Sakyam Atmi Vedanam Iti Pumsapita Vishno Vaktis Chenna Valakshanam Hiyata Bhagavati Adya Padmanya Dikam Udamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord as one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with right-minded words, these nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. What a wonderful purport by Sri Prabhupada. So, these verses is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to his loving father, Hiranyakashipu. Sanda and Amarka, they were his tutors, and they were teaching him. So one day, there was some rumor about Prahlad Maharaj teaching his classmates about bhakti. So Hiranyakashipu, concerned for his child's welfare, oh my God, he's becoming a devotee, called him and said, what am I doing? What is that? From Sananda and Amarka. So Prahlad Maharaj said this. Well, Father, the best thing I've learned is this. Shravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam. So Hiranyakashipu is not the most jolly of kind. Oh, that's very nice, my own son. I'm glad you're developing your own personality as you wish. Go forward. Well, he was furious. Well, I'm becoming a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj. Sorry, Daddy. That's the best thing I've learned.
this somebody who has learned these nine Mother Buddha Bhakti is the most learned person. So, of course, we know that Prahlad Maharaj was, Hiranyakashipu was not too happy. He was, as we say, nonplussed. It didn't add up to happiness in his mind. So, we know the story, it will be developed later. So the point is that Prahlad Maharaj, in his innocence of childhood, was fearless. And we should understand this is a characteristic of a devotee. He is fearless, free of anxiety. He feels that I'm like a cow. I'm under the supervision of my master. He will feed me, he will protect me. What is the care? That is the vision of the Uttamadhikari. Krishna is in everything and everything is in Krishna. So what is the problem? Prabhupada, he was once talking, there was a war, I remember a lecture, the British were bombing Calcutta, and they were playing at Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada said, well, I was looking at the bombs falling here, and I was thinking, if Krishna kills me with one of these bombs, that is up to Krishna. So this is the surrender, this is the sharanagati, the path of sharanagati that a devotee follows, without anxiety. Dear Lord, I rely on you, and I am your servant, Alishyabhava Padaratam Panashtuma. When you embrace me or trample me, it's up to you. So this is the mentality of devotee. And this innocent, devotional reliance on the Supreme Personality draws the love of the Supreme Personality upon the devotee. Just like when we see a child, they are innocent, without knowledge, without strength, but they have faith in their parents. So this draws the love of the parents. This is mundane, material example, but you can understand the Supreme Law by these understandings. So, we want to become Uttamadhikari. We should be confident. And this is the method. If you want to become a pure devotee, there is only three words you have to know. Practice, practice, and practice. Yes. Yetam mam prapadyante. All of them, as they practice, surrender unto me, I reciprocate accordingly. I always remember in a book I edited once, he says the Lord is scrupulous, that means very careful, to reciprocate fairly. It's not that he thinks, oh, I don't like your face, I'm not going to give you mercy because of all your hard chanting. I like him, but he doesn't chant, so I'm going to make him a pure devotee. But the point is, Krishna Yedam Mam Prabhajante is very scrupulous. So if we have this understanding, then as we offer our devotional practice to the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord, we should be confident. Guru Goswami says six items are necessary for the devotional practice. Sadhya Bhakti Pranashati, it was in the Nectar of Instruction. One of them is confidence. Everybody should be confident that I will attain the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Well, practice, practice, practice is very good. But it must be, as Prabhupada started here, under the supervision of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. It should not be whimsically performed. It should be done. Mahadhyayana Katasva Panta. The directions for Dharma are very complex. Perhaps. But how then, out of all this great accumulation of Vedic literature and commentary, how do we perform? Okay. Mahadhyayana Katasva Panta. We follow the example of the Mahajan, the Sadhu,
the Mahabhagavat.
And therefore, if you remember in the purport, there was that long sloka giving all the Mahajanas
of a particular mind processes. So we can meditate upon that particular thing.
Performing archana is to accept the form of the Supreme Lord as eternal. The, of course, you know, the Mayavadi conception, Sunyavadi conception, is that from the void, from the vast Nirguna, Nirvishesh, Brahman, the forms have come. The form of Krishna, the Vishnu, Radharani, so on and so forth. Surya, Narayan, Ganesh, they've come from some kind of amorphous energy field and they've manifested. So therefore, when I'm actually realized, I will be able to enter into the void, into the form of energy, the Brahman. Bhakta Kanishka Adhikari, Majjhima Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. So, the Kanishka Adhikari is the basic devotee. It's called also the Prita Bhakta. Because lacking in Sambhava Jnana, realization, without listening to the spiritual master, the first duty of the spiritual master is to give Sambandha Jnana. Without Sambandha Jnana, without the purification, without the intellectual realization, without the spiritual realization of this knowledge, one will approach the deity with material motivations, if you remember, Prabhupada talked about Kama Mishra Bhakti as well as Shuddha Bhakti. So, the Kanishka Adhikari is not really a Vaishnava yet, but he is included in the Vaishnava fold because he has this one faith, this realization that the form of the Lord is eternal. This is one of the items that Lord Chaitanya took from the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. He took two, the defeat of Mayavad and the conception that the form of the Supreme Lord is not an emanation from the Brahman, the amorphous energy field, imaginary, but it is eternal. The form is eternal. So once one has that conception, one can enter into archana. But one is still through ignorance, considering that God is this, God is that, maybe he's coming from the light and this and that, maybe I will merge in the light. Then, as it is said in verse 23 written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, that the name of the book slips my mind. Huh? Yes, whatever it was, I agree. Huh? Yeah, okay. Anyway, he explains that if one is not composed of Siddhanta, he cannot be a Vaishnava. If he is Kusadanta, the mistaken idea, then he cannot be considered as worshipping the Supreme Lord. So the key point is that the form of the Supreme Lord is the source of the Brahman. It is the source of all the Shaktis, all the Purusha avatars, all the Paramatma in the material world. So when this is understood and accepted, realized that the form of the Supreme Lord is eternal, then one can be included in the Vaishnava fold and his archanam can be sincere. Everyone is thinking this form of the Supreme Lord is non-eternal, a temporary manifestation from the Brahman. How one will worship the deity with sincere feeling. You will think, oh, this deity is an illusory conception so that I can eventually enter the Brahman. And then necessarily his bhakti to the form of the Supreme Lord, which is the whole point of spiritual practice, will be superficial. It will be artificial. So this is first point in Archana, to understand very clearly that the form of the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, that this form, Anadi Adi Govinda, is the source of everything and the ultimate cause of all causes. When this is understood, one can start Archana. How to get this? How to come to this realization, as Prabhupada explained it just in passing in one sentence? How to transition from the Kanishadikari to the Majjhimadikari? As we said, that is because the Kanishka, he doesn't know Siddhanta. So Siddhanta is vital. Sambandhagyan. What is Sambandhagyan? In the Dasmula Tattva, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, based on the Prema Ratnavali of Baladev Vidibhushan, gives the eight items, the Mula, the roots of Sambandhagyan. What are that? So you should all study these items from Jaga Dharma throughout Prabhupada's books that explain, but in a structured way, in Jaga Dharma it is enunciated. What is the first point? Veda Pramana. Krishna consciousness is based on the Vedas. Pramana means proof. The proof of the absolute nature of Krishna consciousness, transcendental quality, it is not a man-made religion, but it is given by Hayagriva, the Veda. Veda is the proof, this first point. Second point is Hari Ishwara, that the Supreme Lord, Hari, also refers to Radha Krishna, is Parameshwara. Second point. Third point is Achyuta Shaktiman, that the Supreme Lord is the possessor of an unlimited variety of Shakti, and the depth of those Shaktis is unlimited, Ananta Shakti. Third point is Rasabai Saha, that he is the embodiment of all the mellows that we feel. Dasyabhav, Satyabhav, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and then the secondary, and then the secondary bhavs are laughter, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, ghastliness. Then there are also 33 Sanchari bhavs, stimulating vibhavs, given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of the Ocean. So all those items, all those stimuluses, though they are unlimited, the Acharyas have segregated them for our understanding. The Supreme Lord is the source of all those mellows that we feel. We feel parental bhav. We see a child, we want to protect and educate. So the dog also wants to protect. The bhav that the dog feels when he looks at the puppies in the street is the same quality that you feel when you look at your little children. When the dog feels conjugal lust, covered in the material sense to one local rich, that is the same lustiness that we feel. Therefore, we can understand animals and all sorts of things. These rasas are throughout the creation, and they are experienced by the spirit soul. The soul is also rasabai saha in that sense, in a minute sense. So, number five is jiva amsa. The jiva, this is Sambandhagyan, we're still continuing, is the amsa of the Supreme Lord, Mabai Bamsa Jiva Loka. And then number six, number six is that the jiva is found in the conditioned state, and also jiva can be found in the state of moksha, liberation state.
And then the final point of Sambandha Jnana is Achintya Bhed Abhed. So now if somebody is learned in this and has contemplated and heard from the potent spiritual source, then he will become purified and he can come to that level of Madhyamadhikari. And then, as we say here, Prabhupada, if you remember in the purport, Prabhupada said, when the devotee is steady, then he can engage in devotional service. So steadiness means nishtha. After anatha and nirvritti. So anatha and nirvritti is achieved, the unwanted things are put aside, they are, it is achieved by the Sambandha Jnana. Therefore, the first duty of the spiritual teacher is to give Sambandha Jnana, then Abhideya Tattva Bhakti, and then Prayojan Tattva. The Dasmula, Prayojan Tattva is number 10. So, once one is the Madhyamadhikari, he is steady, then he can engage in Archana in the proper way. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I think verse number 2 or number 3, Krishna dispenses with the Brahman, worship of Brahma. He said this is very difficult for people who are uninvolved, and he recommends the worship of the personal form. So of course, we are all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, we all understand this very nicely. But make sure you learn your Sambandha Jnana so that your daily worship is fully potent. Sharpen the sword. Sharpen the saw. If you want to cut down the tree of attachment to this material world, always a blunt sword. Take some time out, sharpen the sword. That means become a parrot in these matters. You understand? So, then Archanam can be progressive and developed very nicely. Now, Prabhupada at the beginning of his dissertation here, he said there's two types. This is very important to understand. Pancharatriki and Bhagavatavidhi. So, this is the two rails upon which the locomotive of bhakti travels. One is the rail of Bhagavatavidhi and the other is Pancharatriki-vidhi. So there is a division in this Navada-vidhi-bhakti. The first four, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Adasaranam, this is Bhagavatavidhi. Bhagavatavidhi does not need formal initiation, though one should accept this vidhi from the lotus feet of a spiritual teacher and accept in one's heart the source, this devotee as coming the representative of Krishna, that is Bhagavad Vidhi. Then, Pancharatriki Vidhi, now if you notice, the fourth is Adasevanam. This is a reference to the fact that if you are holding Shravanam, Kirtanam, then chanting Satadam, Kirtayantrama, and then remembering Krishna as a result of your hearing and chanting, then you will naturally be feeling Adasevanam. Then you are qualified to perform Archana Vidhi. Now, if you remember, Madhavendra Puri, he initiated the Brahmanas at Govardhan. You know the story? He discovered the deity. I think it's now under the care of the Balamas. So he initiated the local Brahmins into Pancharatriki Vidhi so that they could worship the deity Indhar with proper bhava. So the effect of Archana Vidhi is to realize, just like Krishna in the 12th chapter of Gita dispenses with the impersonal worship as too difficult, it's very easy to worship the deity. Yes, there are so many rules and regulations, but the essential fact is to accept the deity as personal and eternal. And then, just like it is difficult to worship the Brahman because we are in body, so it is easy to worship the Supreme Lord. It is natural. Just like if you are a person I am a person, so I know how we will take care of you, because we have similarity in that regard. So the Supreme Lord becomes the child, the lover, the beloved of the devotee. So Arjuna Devi, however, is performed in the mode of awe and reverence. When one approaches Krishna, one should not be too eager to present oneself through origination. I am a great liberated soul, O Supreme Lord, situated in my Swarup, and by imagination I am wrestling with you on the bank of the Ganga. That is the mistake of the Sahaja class. Vicha Siddha Krishna Prayam Sarapabana Shravanadi Sudachitte Pugavadai. You don't have to imagine your Swarup. What you have to do is awaken your Swarup. In a letter to, I think, was it Rupa Yuga, 1969, Prabhupada is answering a question. He says the Swarup of the Jiva is within the soul. The soul is like a seed. Just when the conditions are right, now it's springtime, so many seeds are blossoming. So when the conditions are right, a pure bhakti formed in bhakti jnana, then the swarup will develop naturally, just like a tree grows from the plant. So we have everything already. The Sahaja class think that by imagination I'm wrestling with Krishna, and that is what I will achieve. You have an eternal swarup. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Nitya Siddha, and Jivara Swarupa, Nityara, Krishna Das. He's already established in the soul, but you have to have you liberated Shravanadi. Shravanadi means Shravanam Kedanam, Adi means Shravanam, and the rest of the nine Mahabhid practices. Sudachitte, the consciousness will be purified, and then Kulide Udai. Then your swarup, your relationship with Krishna, will naturally blossom in the sun of bhakti practice. Now this is essential to understand, or else we will go down the throughout Vrindavan with many nonsense people, and they say, no, you can imagine your swarup and that's what you will attain. No, your swarup is swarup, swa, own form, own quality. It is bhakti. Ramanujacharya, in his commentary of the Vedanta Sutra, 4th chapter, 4th Adaya, verses 1 to 3, this is very much developed by Baladeva Vibhushan, Ramanuja earlier than Baladeva. He explains that the swarup is folded within the soul. Of course, he's speaking metaphorically. So, the business of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Arasayam Archanam. Archanam progresses. One of the five practices of Archanam. Archanam, and then we offer prayers, Vandanam. Satyam, becoming friends with the Lord. That means as one realizes the Supreme Lord's personal nature, then his Shraddha becomes intimate faith. Shraddha means faith. Vishramba means an intimate faith. Just like I have faith in Maharaj. But then as I get to know him personally, I develop an intimate faith and friendship with him. So similarly, in the beginning, Ato Shraddha, we have faith in Krishna. But that develops into an intimate faith, and it is called in Sanskrit Vishramba. And Vishramba then leads to this intimate faith to this Admanivedana. So now we're short of time, and the temple managers will get angry if I go on too long. But so we haven't really much time. But also we should understand, final point in Hari Bhakti Vilas, also Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is explaining the Pancha Samskaras, the five processes of initiation, five stages. Actually, it's not just one moment, but it is a progression, actually. The first point is tapasya. This is lacking in the Sahajiya. They want to enjoy bliss, but they're not ready to perform tapa. Therefore, Vaidhi Bhakti is essential. So the first point is tapa. Then the second point of diksha is tilak. That one is given tilak by the spiritual master. After the purification of tapasya, one is given tilak. Prabhupada followed this system very accurately. And then the third point is, one is given naam, is given a spiritual name, Govinda Das, Krishna Das, Radharani Das, and he is given the name to chant. This is Bhagavad Vidhi in the form of diksha. And then the last two of Pancha Samskar, diksha process, is mantra. Mantra. That one is given the mantras by which one performs archana vidhi. You understand? And then the last of the five is called yagi. And that means when one is initiated into archana vidhi, archana, then he will perform everything as a yagya. Also, this division of Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi can be seen in the words of the Supreme Lord in the Bhagavad Gita, which of course is the root of all Vedic knowledge, summation. When Krishna says, Nandana Bhagavad Bhakto, this is Bhagavad Vidhi. Anyone can put their name, their consciousness on the name, the form, quality and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But it should be done as a bhakta. Ramana Bhagavad Bhakta. Then Pancharatriki Vidhi. Ramana Bhagavad Bhakta. Rajyagi. Bring everything as a yajna to the Supreme Deity, and then Mam Namaskuru, in great awe and reverence. And by following this process, one will become liberated. One can have confidence. So we are all bhaktas, we are all sincerely chanting, we are living in the Dham, we have a great acharya for the wonderful knowledge. The only thing that's needed is practice and yes. In the Vedic system you say three times for emphasis, right? So we'll finish on that point. We've tried to go through quickly. We haven't discussed all these offenses and procedures here because they're self-explanatory. But we should take time out and study them and fix them in the mind and as far as possible avoid this. And we should also understand that reading Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Sahasranam, or just chanting sincerely, because we cannot really worship Krishna properly. The mind, this material body, as Prabhupada said, is always an obstacle until it is completely surrendered and purified. So we should not be disheartened if we cannot come to the standard immediately. But we should be fully confident that if I take shelter of Guru Sadhan Shastra and worship the Supreme Lord with a sincere heart, my success is achieved. Everything is in your hand. You understand? You have Swarup. A couple of verses before Nityasiddha Krishna praying, which is misinterpreted, as we explained, by the Sahajiya class, we will read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityasiddhasya Bhavasya. Bhavasya is externally established within the heart, but it is sleeping, and it is not awakened by some imagination. Sahajiya means I project my material emotions, material aspirations. I don't perform shastra vidhi. I don't perform tapasya. But by imagination, I think I will achieve what I want. We want seva bhava. The difference between the material world, all the fallen conditioned souls, and all the infallible, liberated souls is seva bhava. In this material world, everybody is self-centered. They may have extended selfishness, family, nation, and so on, political ideology, but it is selfish. And this is the great obstacle. It lives in the transcendental abode, with the supreme eternal Lord form, everyone has saved above. This is praying. It is an attitude of service. Prabhupada gives the example. Just like the motherhood loves the child. The child cries in the night. The mother doesn't think, oh, I want to go to sleep. Put the child out in the back room so it's quiet. You think, I'll give up my sleep. I'll give up my life for my child. So the devotee has that feeling. That every moment I have to supervise the Supreme Lord. I have to feed him. I have to put him to rest. This is Archinavidhi. Caring for the Lord, like I say, as a person with one's love and attention. That is the essence of Archinavidhi. And from that, the additions come and the progression, Vandanam, Satyam, Atmanivedanam. So we've had to speak very fast because of the long purport and so on and so forth. Please excuse me if I spoke too fast. But now if there's a quick question or two, we'll finish on this point. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhagavatam, and he was perfectly realized in the matter. Many people come here after the class and say, I've got a question. Join now so that everyone can hear. Actually, you're all realized devotees. Your questions are answered in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Yes, but this is the fact that if you learn some Bandhagyan, the result will be that you become liberated. And from that liberated platform, you can worship the deity correctly, with bhava, with prayer. And then the Supreme Lord will manifest in your heart. The Manasa Puja, we'll just say one final word on that. That is given in the Brahma Samhita. In the earlier part, before Chintamani Prakara Satmasu, Lord Brahma describes that the devotee should install Rama Krishna surrounded by the Lakshmis, the gopis, in Vrindavan, in a thousand petal lotus within the heart chakra. And this should be his meditation. The heart, the material is, they think, the brain is the source of consciousness. Nonsense. The source of consciousness is based in the heart. Krishna is residing in the heart. Jivatma is residing in the heart. So we don't say, I lost my heart in Vrindavan, right? You know the t-shirt, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. No, I found Krishna in my heart in Vrindavan. They should have a t-shirt like that. And if they want another t-shirt, they should say, I lost all my money in Hari Bazaar. And the ritual will overcharge me on the way. Alright, thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada, Sada Sangha, Shri Prabhupada, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Thank you.